Was it
down?
Right around the, here?
Oh, back over here towards town, back that way, and back towards Fair Street School, back yeah. that way, and all back down this way towards the railroad, back in there. But just all of that was just tore up and up in town. Mm-hmm.
Did it cover all the whole town, or did it just yeah. come down places?
It just come down in some places. I mean, that didn't hit over in here, because well, these houses are not built then, was it? No, it wasn't built. It hit all over in there what was built. Yeah. And all them houses that it didn't hit were ramshacked.
I saw some pictures of it. It was really pretty bad.
It was rough.
Well, I've in Rocumber, you've been to Franklin County?
I don't imagine.
Well, I stayed in Franklin County. It drove stuff from here from down there.
Really?
So, yeah.
You just picked it up and carried it.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. There's a fella, the tornado come up a branch. They were a branch. And it went up on the, I say on the right hand side of the branch, and the fella stayed on the left hand side of the branch. And it picked, took the top of the barn off and picked his mule up and sent him out of the stable and never even hurt him. And it just hit the corner of his house and knocked one pillow out from under his house.
Well, lots of people was like that. This man, he was a good friend of mine, Mr. Summerall. He was a stick about a little bit longer than this. He was going down Athens Street, right there you go to turn up College Avenue, where there was a big tree sitting right up the street there a little further, big old oak tree. And something of the lightning just hit that tree and split it, and a splinter about that long jumped out of there and went plumb through his arm. Mm. Just plumb through his arm.
Did they get it out?
They got it. Mm. And he could still use his arm, but he just stuck through there and he was still walking in there. I don't guess he even failed it. Just so shocked out
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
And then it was one white woman, she was a secretary. Blowed her away in the chair. Didn't have to see her and the chair, either one. Anymore, and they looked everywhere, all up in the mountains up there. Thought maybe she might have let down somewhere, but they never did find her.
No kidding.
And I picked up me and Belt, what it was just tore on loose. That's how I know what a storm really was. I found the papers, you know, from Game. I know it was being something, because I could hear it was up over me. Mm-hmm. And because I was up in the mountains. And I could just hear that woo, and I looking at it all the same time. Then after a while, everything just come down, like window curtains, and piece of tablecloth, and piece of doors off of these things, and pieces of people's mound, and just anything in the house, sheets, and bed
springs. From the sky?
That's right.
Where you were?
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's how I found out it was from Gainesville. And it was a man that lived over on the other side of the mountain, had a man's arm. Had been torn off just his shoulder and his whole arm.
Oh, gosh.
And his fingers were still... That's right. And a man's belt. I don't know where the man was. It looked like somebody just cut it half in two behind. And the belt just come down and hit. It was still buckled in the front, but it was looked like it had been cut behind.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just that bad. It was just that terrible.